Yeah, I could use the list class from C++ and call out to that from C. I could do something like that. But I'm guessing as I'm going across the boundary, I'm going to lose my type statements. Because it's been suggested by me, by wise people around the place, is that instead of aiming to re-implement all the junk that supports this stuff, is there something like the BIOS wanders around and retrieves all the BPD, and then BPD, whatever you just said, pulls it out via the BIOS? Yep. I guess the answer is I don't know. I did look at all that stuff, and I can't remember what I decided because, you know, I've looked at so many things during... anything without it. Was that the answer you wanted to hear?
Hello everyone. Let's all welcome James Cameron talking about remastering NOPX.
This paper is going to describe how to remaster NOPX for a project. I do not see this for proprietary products. I mean, I'm aware that there is something like that available for Windows, but I haven't read the Windows license agreement recently. I haven't been that bored. So I don't, of course, because we just copy whatever we like. It also means that you're not constrained to a particular piece of equipment. And that helped for our organisation. We even got special dispensation on the Povray license so that we could ship this. That was the only non-free component that we had to worry about on the CD. We also made some additions for entertainment. We had massively fun BZ course, free craft. Didn't get to use that, I don't think. I think some of the kids may have tried it out. One of the non-requirements, the uncompressed NOPX file system. If you're using the old compression code that Rusty wrote years ago, then you'll need lots of swap space because it needed as much swap space as 2.4 or 2.6 kernel. And we use Debian Sarge for ours. The process of replicating a running NOPX is that you run NOPX loop stage that compresses the file system for loopback mounting. Why do that? It increases what you've got on the CD, the amount of space you've got available. It also happens to increase the chances of cache hit. Yes? Not a lot. And we used a search program by a mathematician in the UK by the name of Martin Ward. And I wrote an X-dialogue GUI for that. Felt dirty for that. The graphics package, that's where we stuck all the screen back in until after the class because we found from previous instances of training children that if the content is on... Yes? Well, I think it wouldn't be any great difficulty. The kids, on average, did not have a USB key. I think 10% of them did. And since it's a non-profit group, we couldn't afford the idea of edited code. We haven't been able to locate them. We were able to locate them for the prior art patent challenge we had a couple of years ago, but we forgot to ask them the important questions of, would you like to re-release your code under the GPL? We also had a lot of that, and so... up until that ran out, we weren't able to do anything either. But I administer the main NetTrek server in the USA.